Inside Mac.
For Wednesday, August 2nd, 2006, from the pages of MacMinute.com, this is the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando, and here are today's headlines. iTunes and Coca-Cola are offering over 70 million songs. Europe loves their iTunes. Apple has released a new update. And if you want to make good money, all you have to do is create an iPod accessory. Apple is teaming up with Coca-Cola in Europe to give away about 70 million songs on the iTunes Music Store. A report from Reuters noted that previously Apple had teamed up with Pepsi for a giveaway of 100 million songs in the United States. But in Britain, Coke will distribute 70 million song codes inside packs of Coca-Cola and Diet Coke that can be redeemed for tracks at the iTunes Store, where they usually sell for 79 pence each, which in U.S. terms, it comes out to be $1.47. In Germany, Coke will give away some 67,000 iTunes songs and 1,500 iPod portable music players, and other European promotions will follow in the coming months. Macworld UK said that Apple and Coca-Cola have been working together on this promotion for a while, and since the closure of MyCoke.com, the company has been looking to iTunes since they prefer to work with someone who is the leader in the field. There's more to come, as both Apple and Coca-Cola have confirmed that they are also working together on music festivals. The plan is to make some of the live performances available for purchase and download through iTunes. Apple has announced that music fans have purchased and downloaded more than 200 million songs from its European iTunes Music Store in just over 2 years, and the iTunes Music Catalog now includes more than 3 million songs from major music companies and over 1,000 independent record labels. The company said that the iTunes Music Store now operates in 17 European countries, and all iTunes Music Stores offer the same features, breakthrough pricing, and seamless integration with iPod that have made iTunes the number one online music service in the world. Apple's VP of iTunes, Eddie Q, said the number of songs downloaded and purchased from the iTunes Music Stores in Europe have tripled in the past year, from 50 million to 200 million. Apple has released Security Update 2006-004 for macOS 10.3.9 Client, macOS 10.3.9 Server, and macOS 10.4.7 for both PowerPC and Intel-based systems. According to the company, the security update is recommended for all users because it improves the security of AFP server, Bluetooth, DHCP, FetchMail, ImageIO, Launch Service, OpenSSH, Telnet, WebKit, as well as others. Research in Markets has released a report that has studied the U.S. market for MP3 player accessories. The report shows that the accessory industry grew from $50 million in 2001 to $2 billion in 2006, thanks to strong sales of MP3 players, increased availability of accessories, lifestyle changes among consumers, and continuing product development. Of course, most of the accessories are designed for the iPod, which is, as we all know, the dominant MP3 player. From protective cases and flashing headphones to advanced speaker systems like the Bose SoundDock, there are currently over 200 suppliers of accessories for the iPod. According to the report, Apple launched the Made for Apple licensing scheme in early 2006, which was refined in May 2006, so that accessory suppliers can pay a flat $4 per unit fee to participate in the program and use the official logo. Income is a key factor, since those who take in over $100,000 a year are more likely than those overall to own an MP3 accessory. Those with income of $75,000 a year are more likely overall to own an iPod. Those with income over $50,000 a year, married respondents, and over 35s are all showing higher levels of average spend as well. Coming up, Bob Dole likes podcasting. And the Inside Mac Minute continues.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com.
You're listening to the Inside Mac Minute. I'm Dina Orlando. What would you buy for $23 million? For Avid Technology, the way to spend that money is to purchase London-based company Sibelius Software. Sibelius makes music notation software that is used by musicians for movies and songs, and by school children using computers to write, teach, or learn music. According to Macworld UK, the company claims 180,000 users in 100 countries. It has been used to create the score for many movies, including Harry Potter and the Narnia films. The report claims that Sibelius will become a business unit of Avid's DigiDesign, and the software will be integrated across Avid's product range. Jeremy Silver, CEO of Sibelius, said, "By combining our software with DigiDesign and M Audio products, we can provide valuable solutions that enhance music learning by putting the industry's best music production tools in the hands of educators, students, and children." He said our customers will reap the benefits of this acquisition as we work to bring new and innovative products to market in the future. AOL has announced that it will now give away email accounts and software, which is now available only to its paying customers, in a strategy shift that they hope will accelerate the decline in its internet access business. A story from USA Today said that the recent decision removes the few remaining reasons for AOL subscribers to keep paying when they already have high-speed internet access through a cable or phone company. This now marks the end of an era for a company that grew rapidly in the 1990s by making it easy to connect online and introduced millions of Americans to email. GM of Aquantive's Avenue A Razorfish, Jeff Langtot, said, "This is the final goodbye to the days when AOL was the king of the internet. They now know that they are the underdog." The move was driven by the fact that as more Americans turned elsewhere for high-speed service, they no longer needed AOL for dial-up access and didn't find the exclusive content enough to justify the price. According to the report, AOL will still offer its dial-up accounts at $26 a month for unlimited use, but will no longer aggressively market it. This means no more mailboxes stuffed with CDs of trial AOL software. Besides email, AOL will give away its proprietary software for accessing the once premium offerings, as well as safety and security features such as parental controls. The change will take effect in early September. Techspansion has released Visual Hub 1.1. This is the latest release of the company's universal video converter for Macintosh. The new version features nearly 20 new and upgraded features. The drag-and-drop conversion from non-encrypted DVDs and video TS folders is now possible, as it works just like any other file in Visual Hub's file queue. It takes advantage of TiVo Go Back technology by turning the TiVo into a personal media center by creating videos that can be transferred and played like any other recorded show. It features an enhanced auto-crop, easier conversion of PSP memory sticks, quick access cheat codes, custom DVD titles, and chapter settings. The Visual Hub 1.1 costs around $25 US, and a free upgrade is available for all registered users. Altec Lansing today introduced its new high-end speaker system for the home. The company says the M602 was engineered to surpass the top performers in this category with custom-designed drivers and patent-based enhancement technology that rocks even the most classical songs. The system also comes complete with a composite video output that allows users to watch iPod videos on television. Features of the M602 include high-definition audio with 2-3 full-range drivers and 2 1-inch silk dome tweeters, built-in X-double bass enhancement technology for quality bass without a subwoofer. It also offers a wireless remote, a built-in universal iPod dock that allows data transfer via USB, and it also recharges the iPod when it's connected. The MX602 will cost you $199.95 US. A new podcast that features Bob Dole has been launched. He'll be talking to seniors about Medicare in a new podcast called Bob Dole on Medicare, 10 Things Seniors Need to Know. Podcasting News reported that Dole announced the launch of a Medicare podcast to educate beneficiaries and their caregivers about the enrollment process. The podcast called 10 Things Seniors Need to Know About Medicare's Drug Coverage will provide seniors and people living with disabilities a source of information about the drug benefit prior to the 2007 enrollment period that began in November of this year. The senator said if seniors learn and examine their options before the enrollment period begins, which this podcast will help them do, will experience a successful sign-up period. Joining Senator Dole in the weekly podcast series is Leslie Norwalk, who is the deputy administrator for CMS, and others who will talk about their personal experience with Medicare's drug coverage. They will address a variety of topics about the drug benefit that will allow seniors to make educated decisions about enrolling or re-enrolling. And those are the stories making it MAC. I'm Dina Orlando, and I'll talk to you tomorrow on the Inside MAC Minute.